Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erev and Daf Tzadi Tes, Erev and 99. Today's Daf Yomi, we go to the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Tes Amad Beis and says, our Mishnah, Ilan Shaya Mesach Al Aretz, if you have a tree whose branches are spreading out over the ground all around it and they come close to the ground, and in the middle of this tree you have a space, you have like a trunk that is 10 tefachim high, and so therefore you have the space around it that's also 10 tefachim high, then under those circumstances, if the branches are not more than 3 tefachim above the ground, so therefore we're going to consider it as though the branches are actually coming and reaching the ground, then under those circumstances, you're allowed to carry underneath this tree, even though it's in the public domain, you're allowed to carry even more than 4 amos. And the reason is because the branches are going to be considered like a partition. And so therefore, it's going to be like when you're under the tree, you're like in a reshut hayachid, in a private domain that's surrounded by walls. And so therefore, you're going to be allowed to carry in it. But, says our Mishnah, Sharashav gavoam in aretz shlosha tefachim, let's say the tree has roots coming up from the ground 3 tefachim. Well, yeshiv olam, you're now allowed to sit on the roots of the tree in the spot where they are higher than 3 tefachim. The place that it's lower than 3 tefachim, there's not going to be any prohibition. But if the place that's higher than 3 tefachim is going to be a prohibition, because we're going to say that they are going to be considered like they are part of the tree. And we learn to the Gemara in Beitzah, Lamed Vav, Amabez, that there are certain things which are going to be prohibited on Shabbos. The Gemara in Beitzah on Vavam Beis says, there are things that are prohibited on Shabbos, lo olin be'ilin, that you're not allowed to climb up on a tree on Shabbos. And what's the reason why you're not allowed to climb up on a tree on Shabbos? One of the reasons given is because it's like a psik reisha. It's considered to be almost a certainty that if you climb up on the tree, you might come to pluck out something from the tree. And so therefore, for this reason, you're not allowed to use a tree. And so the parts of the roots that are coming up from the ground is considered to be like they are a tree. But if they're not higher than 3 tefachim, then we're going to say they're considered like the ground and you're allowed to sit on them. That's how Rabbeinu Yonasan learns. Meaning to say, even though we're talking about the roots of the tree, that even though they're a little bit above the ground, we're going to consider them as though they are on the ground if they're within 3 tefachim of the ground. So we see from here that this is the idea, that you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. And we've already discussed this in earlier podcast, that there's a distinction between using the tree itself, and that is prohibited on Shabbos rabbinically, and using the something that's on the tree, that is permitted. That if there's a nail on the tree and you want to hang a basket on a nail, that's going to be permitted. What's going to be considered to be using a tree? So our Gemara on Kuf Amud Alef discusses what's going to be considered to be using a tree, and says the Gemara on Kuf Amud Alef, let's say you have Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara cites a Braisa, Sharshe Ilan Shekavom in Aar Shlosha Tefachim, let's say you have the roots of a tree that are more than 3 Tefachim off of the ground, Hoshiyesh Chalal Tachtayan, or let's say you have a space underneath them that are shlosha tefachim, that is 3 tefachim off the ground, afal pisha tzido echad shavu aretz, even though one side of the root is on the ground, harei ze lo yeshiv, and you're still not going to be allowed to sit on it, because we're going to consider it like a tree, and you're using the tree. So that is what the Braisa says explicitly. And what is going to be considered to be using a tree? So again, our Gemara here on Kuf Amud Alef explains it. Now, what is it? Lefisha ain't olam be'ilon, you're not allowed to climb a tree. Ain't nitlam be'ilon, you're not allowed to lean against a tree. Ain't nishanan be'ilon, you're not allowed to lean against a tree. All these things are going to be prohibited on Shabbos. These are just examples of those things that all the uses of the tree are going to be prohibited. And indeed, this is actually not something that's just in the Gemara. This is something that is the halacha, that it's brought down in our sources. The Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, you're not allowed to go up on a tree and you're not allowed to lean upon it. You're not allowed to rest upon it. And it says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Katan Beis, that's the halacha. And you're not allowed to use it in any way. Like, for example, you're also not going to allow to lean something on the tree, or to take down something from the tree, or to tie an animal to the tree. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says also right there. And what is the reason for this? So Shulchan Aruch says, and the Rambam also says, there's a decree that maybe you're going to come up, and when you're climbing up the tree, you might come to pluck something of the leaves or the branches or the fruits. And so therefore you're going to, and maybe you'll actually, God forbid, do it intentionally. And then you're going to come to the concept of being chayav achata. So what about if you're walking and on Shabbos, and this is of course happens, and something falls from your body and falls on the tree itself. Let's say you have an example, let's say you have a ball and a ball goes on the tree, or your hat goes on the tree. So here we have a dispute amongst the Achronim whether or not you're allowed to take it off amongst the modern day poskim. Do we say that in this circumstance, this decree that you can't use a tree is because you might come to lift it up, but that's where you only intentionally want to climb up on the tree. And that's where we say this prohibition that you might come to tear something from the tree. But in a situation where something only accidentally came on the tree, and maybe you could take it off. And so that's a distinction that some want to make. Like the Shevet Alevi would seem to say that you can actually take something off the tree. On the other hand, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach is stricter, and he says, no, even if, let's say, a ball falls on the tree, you're not allowed to take it off the tree on Shabbos, because that's going to be within this decree. Well, what if the ball actually will fall off the tree on its own? So then it would be permitted, even though under other circumstances, we would say, let's say, a fruit falls off the tree, it would be prohibited. But even Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach would say, if the ball falls off the tree, it would be permitted under these circumstances.